19 before 7, 52 degrees. Let's check out Joe Garagiola.
This is Joe Garagiola. There's only one word to describe the job of a big league manager, precarious. And I'll be back to discuss that in a minute.
The Joe Garagiola Sports Show, brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Program. Here now is Joe Garagiola for Chrysler.
There are dinners for the World Series winners, the All-Star team, and all the record breakers. But the dinners I like to attend are the Good Sportsmanship Award dinners. The award goes to the guy who knows the rules of fair play and courtesy, as well as the rules of the game. The good sport is an invaluable man anywhere. Even business could use a good sportsmanship award now and then. And if I were giving them out, I'd give one to every Chrysler, Plymouth, and Dodge dealer. Why? Well, when it comes to courtesy, these guys bet 1,000. They're nice to you from the time you drive in to the time you drive out. They've got a name for it. They call it customer care. And it means just what it says. They take good care of their customers. And, of course, they take good care of their cars, too. Certified service from bumper to bumper. Factory-trained technicians using genuine Mopar Chrysler parts. And you can be sure that the job that they do is done just the way you want it. Why don't you drive in to see customer care in action at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer? The late Fred Hutchinson once told a newspaper man, you judge a hitter's year by whether or not he hit 300, and you judge a pitcher's year by whether or not he won 20 games. You judge a manager's year by whether or not he got fired. The dismissal over the weekend of Bertie Tebbets as manager of the Cleveland Indians again pointed up just how precarious a job managing can be. We're not into September yet, and Bertie is the fourth manager to be fired since opening day. Now, four may not sound like many, but there were only 20 to start with. First to go was Johnny Keene of the Yankees, who was replaced by Ralph Houk. And next was Cincinnati's Don Hefner in the first year of a two-year contract. Don's place was taken by coach Dave Bristol. Then a couple of weeks ago, the Atlanta Braves made a move and gave the manager's job, which had belonged to Bobby Bregan, to Billy Hitchcock. And last Friday night, George Strickland replaced Bertie Tebbets. Actually, there's been another change, too, but that's been dictated by illness. First, the late Charlie Dressen had to give up the Detroit job when he suffered a heart attack, and Bob Swift replaced him. And then Swift was stricken, and Frank Scaff took over. If this sounds like a particularly active year for the game of managers' musical chairs, it isn't. It's just that it's a little ahead of the usual schedule, that's all. Last year, the turnover was even greater. The question naturally arises as to why there are so many changes. Well, there are several reasons. Sometimes the ball club is just looking for an out when the team is going badly. Other times, personality conflicts makes the change necessary, either between the front office and the manager or between the manager and the players. And then there's the fact that baseball managers, like every other kind of working man in the world, can have a slump. He just can't seem to make the right moves, and the club decides on a change. The next question is, what makes the job attractive? And make no mistake, it is an attractive job. No matter how unhappy or how bitter a manager feels when he's fired, he'll snap at the chance to manage again. One thing, I guess, is that the game itself is attractive to managers. As players, just about every one of them watched his manager and figured out what he would do in the same spot, and he's anxious to try out his theories. Add to that the money and the prestige that goes with the job, and you'll see why there are always applicants ready when a job opens up. Some guys try it and find that they aren't suited for it. Others try it and get a bug they never lose. I guess it was summed up best by the late Charlie Dressen, who was hired and fired by a lot of ball clubs in his time. When the Braves let him go, Charlie said, I'll never manage again until somebody asks me. This is Joe Garagiola.
Gene Rayburn here, your Saturday Morning Monitor host. Maureen O'Hara has reached a point in life where she's as free as a bird.
No, I'm not under contract to Columbia anymore. That finished in July. Oh. I'm just finished. So now, for the first time since I started in the picture business when I was 15, I am not under contract to anybody. This is the first time in my life.
For the inside story of the private life of Maureen O'Hara, tune to Monitor this weekend on this NBC station.
Listen again tomorrow for the Joe Garagiola Sports Show. Jack Gregson speaking.
Need it? Want it? Like to have it? You've got it. You've got what it takes. You've got borrowing power at Public Finance. Take charge. Wrap it up. You've got what it takes. Borrowing power. Make the most of your power at Public Finance.
See the white pages of the telephone book for the address of the Public Finance office you prefer.
Hi, gang. It's 14 minutes before 7 o'clock. 52 degrees, and the weatherman says this for Minneapolis-St. Paul. Partly cloudy skies today, with a chance of an occasional brief shower this afternoon. Fair to partly cloudy tonight and Wednesday. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour today. Diminishing tonight. High today 65, low tonight 45. High Wednesday 68, low Wednesday night 50. Precipitation probabilities 20% today, 5% tonight, and 5% tomorrow. Right now at KSTP, the temperature 5.2, 52 degrees. Wind northwest at 9, humidity 90%. Pressure is 30.19 and rising. Sky is partly cloudy. 52 degrees, 13 minutes before 7. Let's bring on Dionne Warwick next. Trains, Boats, and Planes. Trains, Boats, and Planes, that one by Dionne Warwick at KSTP at 10 minutes to 7. And it's 52 degrees. I have tried and thoroughly enjoyed a remarkable new canned ham. The Hormel Holiday Glaze Ham is really tremendous. This ham is cut 95% lean, and it's drenched in a succulent sugar and spice glaze, which is flame-browned clear through to the heart of the ham, so you get the taste of the glaze in every bite. This flame browning is similar to what the early pioneer women did as they basted a ham turning over an open fire. And all you do is heat the ham, slice, and serve. On this Labor Day, gang, Hormel intends that you should savor and enjoy ham as your ancestors did. I suggest you try the remarkable new Hormel Holiday Glaze Ham with the flame brown glaze you can taste clear through. Buy your Hormel Holiday Glaze Ham this week at your friendly National or Del Farm food store. Morgan Mundane, the world's greatest prognosticator, executive sports editor of the Electoral College, is with us this morning. Morg, any comment on the Twins or anything else?
Well, I really haven't had my coffee yet, Steve, but why don't we save that for a minute? The Twins didn't play last night. They play a doubleheader tonight against Washington. They can take over sole third place in the league if they sweep the Twin Bill. They're going to throw two good ones, Jimmy Cott and the Mudcat, and let's hope they do it.
This is Billy Purcell now, 9 minutes before 7. 52 degrees, soul shall it be. With Soul Shall It Be by Billy Purcell, 6 minutes before 7 o'clock. 5-2, 52 degrees at KSTP. 65 for a high today with a 20% chance of rain. And hey, here's something to come alive about. A sweepstakes contest that lets you pick your own prize, write your own ticket. It's Pepsi-Cola's exciting new sweepstakes contest with six fabulous prize categories to choose from. You simply decide which one you'd like to win. Perhaps it's an elegant new Cadillac limousine plus $500 worth of automotive supplies and services. Hey, how about tax-free living? Three happy Pepsi winners will forget their income taxes next year. Pepsi-Cola pays them up to a total of $2,500 for each winner. And listen to this prize category. It's called Adventure, and it means three lucky Pepsi winners will jet to the French Riviera for two exciting weeks. Pepsi-Cola pays the expenses, including all travel, meals, and hotel bills. Remember, there are six different categories in all. You just pick the prize you want to win. And enter as often as you like. Get full details on this new Pepsi-Cola write-your-own-ticket contest at any place where Pepsi is sold. 5 minutes before 752 degrees, the Cannon Mess at 7 will pick up on news with Bob Ryan. Well, the airline strike is over, but I have one little note on a trying little situation that happened out at Metropolitan Airport here in the Twin Cities, just a couple of days before the strike ended. One of the fellows at one of the airlines was trying to calm down a would-be passenger who had to get out of town immediately. So he said, "But sir, there are worse places to be stranded. Think of all the things you can do in the Twin Cities." And this passenger said, I know, I did them all last night. That's why I have to get out now."
"Well, Mary, I'd like to go out shopping for a home, but I'm worried about tight money."
"I didn't even know he drank."
"Who drinks?"
"George Money, The bachelor who lives downstairs.
I'm not talking about George money. I'm talking about money, tight money, home mortgages.
What's so tight about money?
Well, gee, I don't know, but everybody talks about it.
Then why haven't I heard about it?
Because you don't talk to everybody. Fred, everybody works in the office next to mine.
And why are you so anxious to buy a home?
Because it's such a good day for buying a home. Labor, materials, land, home prices are supposed to go up over the next 3 years. If we buy now, we'll gain all that appreciation and home value.
Then let's go shopping for a home. We'll let him worry about tight money.
Arthur him? Your cousin?
No, him. The builder or realtor we do business with.
It is a good day for buying a home. Tight money? There's enough to go around. Let your builder or realtor get your mortgage for you. So advises the Metropolitan Home Investment Association. This is Lawrence Welk now with Rambling Rose, moving us to Bob's News. 52 degrees, 3 minutes before 7, high today 65. You need a coat this morning, it's chilly. We're going to break out of here now, join Bob for the news, then come back with some more great sounds. Bobby Darin and Mame, Bob Moore and the Parade of the Matadors, Chad and Jeremy in Distant Shores. 52 degrees, it's a minute before 7.
Here comes a Scotchman. He's sure to have something to say about thrift. Excuse me, sir, how have you managed to save so much money?
I don't know that it's any of your business, laddie, but it's a lender I am, a spender I'm not. I make money lending for guaranteed interest. But of course, I lend my money only to the biggest bank in town.
The First National Bank of St. Paul.
Aye, laddie.
There goes a lender, not a spender. Lending to a bank is a different way of looking at the security of money you want to save. Quite different from savings that involve anticipated dividends. When you deposit money in First National Bank, you are actually lending at interest that's guaranteed in advance. As little as $20 for a certificate of deposit will earn an effective annual return of 4.64%. Interest guaranteed and your money protected up to $10,000 by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. At Minnesota's oldest, St. Paul's largest bank, First National Bank of St. Paul.
Now we switch you to the KSTP NBC Newsroom, news headquarters for the Northwest.
Your most authoritative news source, serving you from Minneapolis and St. Paul.
This is Bob Ryan with Voices of the News. Hit-run driver kills Minneapolis motorcyclist. Three youths rob two Twin Cities restaurants. Local congressman calls for tax increase. An alderman calls for increased gas and electricity rates in the city of Minneapolis.
This is NBC News. U.S. supply ship sunk in Saigon River.
NBC Radio, news on the hour. Brought to you by the delicious...
That's the news up to 7:15, presented by the Suburban Electric Power Companies, the leaders in suburban and rural electrification. Our next newscast at 7:30.
This has been a presentation of KSTP News, your most complete news source,
serving you from Minneapolis and St. Paul.
To keep up to date, Northern Pacific Railway has changed the face of the earth along a portion of its main line. To eliminate a narrow tunnel, NP carved a wide cut in the hill. To bypass a high trestle, they used the dirt cut from the hill to fill a valley. Now, the roadbed is better, and the curves are easier, so trains can travel 75 miles per hour through the area instead of 25. The project cost NP millions, but results in a saving in transit time for shippers. A smoother ride for freight, more comfort for passengers. This is the way to run a railroad. The way they run Northern Pacific Railway. This is the King along with the Mother Kaplan and the Little Cannons at 16 past 7, the Cannon Man. So it's 53 degrees, and we're working on Bobby Darin's Mame.
Right out of the horn, Mame. We think you're just sensational, Mame.
was maimed by Bobby Darin, the cannon miss, at 18 minutes past 7, 5-3, 53 degrees. The Twins did not play last night. They play a doubleheader in Washington tonight. If they win two, they'll take over Seoul, a possession of third place.
Every so often, there comes a time when you've got to take charge, like it's your game. Time to collect all the want-tos, got-tos, and shoulds, and wrap them up. It's good to know you've got what it takes. You've got borrowing power at Public Finance. See the white pages of the telephone book for the address of the Public Finance office you prefer.
It is 18 past 7, 53 degrees, 20% chance of rain today with a high of 65. What do you got there, Morg?
Well, I was just reading Steve-O and fans something very sweet. Now they've got his and hers electric razors. The family that shaves together stays together.
What you have just heard is a symptom of a sick car. Some danger signals are recognizable. Others just lay dormant. To find out if your car is healthy, science has now developed ways of diagnosing automobile ills. Method Master, the Northwest's first complete auto diagnostic center in downtown Minneapolis, performs up to 150 action tests on your car for safety and performance. Every part of your car is action tested under actual road load conditions using the most modern scientific automotive equipment manufactured by Behr. Tests are made by factory-trained technicians. Your car will be checked completely, and you will get an unbiased scientific report. Method Master permits you to go along and watch every test. The complete diagnosis and inspection costs only $9.95. This is a tremendous value, so take your car to Method Master, Northwest's first complete auto diagnostic center at 811 Fifth Avenue South, across from the Normandy Hotel parking lot. Do it today, or bring it in on the way to work. Method Master, open daily Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. till 7:30 p.m.
Yes, sir, this is Bob Moore now. The parade of the Matadors, 20 past 7. 53 degrees, 20% chance of rain. We'll have a high today of 65. That was Bob Moore, the Parade of the Matadors at KSTP at 22 past 7, 53 degrees. Uniform of the day for your lovely Viking girls is a little mini skirt, blouse, suede jacket, suntan nylons, mid-heel shoes, and wear your raincoat this morning. And those shoes come from Field Schlick, downtown St. Paul, Highland and Harmar, where Hugh Turley keeps you in step with seasonal shoe fashions. Now, with these shorter skirts inviting a longer look at your legs, girls, depend on Delicio Debs for diversity, difference, and dynamics in shoes alive with youth. Take a look at shoes that are news at Field Schlick, downtown St. Paul, Highland, and Harmar. Got a note here that says that a diamond is the hardest substance on this earth. You believe that, Ma?
Well, yes, but have you ever tried frozen peanut butter on a stale bagel?
No. That I haven't tried. Anyone that has ever moved from one city to another knows that there is much more to a move than simply finding a new home and transporting the furniture. A move is a major emotional change for any family. It can be a smooth and easy experience or a painfully frustrating one that can affect the family's personality for a long time. And that's why it's so important to select the right mover. It's why so many families have depended upon Skellets Van and Storage in Minneapolis. Skellets isn't satisfied with just moving your furniture. They want you to be happy in your new home. They take the time to carefully pre-plan your move so that no detail is overlooked. Trust is a mighty big word when it comes to moving, and trust is what has made Skellets one of the most respected names in the moving and storage business. Whether you're moving cross town, across the state, or across the nation, call Skellets in Minneapolis for a worry-free on-time move. Call Federal 2-0411. That's Federal 2-0411. It's 24 minutes past 7, 53 degrees at KSTP, 65 for a high. Rain gear in order. We have a few rain showers around the Twins, and Chad and Jeremy are here on Distant Shores.